Well, for an overview of developments in the Middle East, we can talk now to Sebastian Usher, who's Middle East analyst with BBC World. Sebastian, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. The ceasefire between Iran and Israel, it does appear to be holding, but I suppose what's unclear is what will happen next.
It's held for what is it, about a day now. I mean, there was a great deal of uncertainty and concern at the start because there were still strikes that were happening from both sides. It was unclear. I mean, the way that President Trump had put it, it wasn't quite clear, you know, how the mechanism was working. For the moment, that seems to be overcome. And in both Tehran, other parts of Iran, and in Israel, in the places that have seen the worst damage from the missiles, there is clearance of the rubble from the streets. People, children are going back to school in Israel for the first time since this started. So some normality, but as you say, a concern about where it goes next. I mean, as you'll remember, as the conflict escalated and continued after Israel launched the first strikes on Iran, it became less clear about what the Israeli government wanted and what President Trump wanted. And at one point, it looked like it was regime change. President Trump has stepped down from that. The Israeli government has done so, I think, in lockstep with him. From the Israeli perspective, its core goal of obliterating Iran's potential move towards a nuclear bomb, as you were just hearing there, it isn't clear where that is. So that leaves open the possibility, and we've been hearing that from people both in Israel and Iran, that this could be just another, even if it was the most intense round, but it may have just been another round in the now open conflict between Israel and Iran, and there may be another in the coming weeks or months.
We heard Donald Trump talking about Iran. In other remarks this morning, he said that progress was being made on restoring a ceasefire in Gaza. Is anything known about the likely shape of any deal?
Well, I mean, there's been the shape of the deal for a long time now, and for various reasons, it hasn't gone through. It really, of course, depends on whether Hamas and the Israeli government meet at an intersection where they both see it as being in their interests to make the compromise that is necessary, the compromises. I mean, the chief one from the Hamas side would be to accept a deal that would not, as a precondition, say that all Israeli troops would be withdrawn and that there would be a move, a definitive move to a complete end to hostilities in Gaza. From the Israeli side, I mean, it kind of changed over the recent months what was demanded, but essentially really demanding as the precondition that all the remaining hostages, the living hostages, of which there are 20, would be released without a precondition about saying that Israel would end the war in that way. So whether we've moved any further on that, we don't know. I mean, as we've heard so many times before, there have been some hints today saying that there has been some progress made. But I mean, we've been there so many times before. And while all attention was on Israel and Iran, of course, the daily toll in Gaza continued, particularly centered around these new aid distribution points. We've had today at least 20 people, Palestinians reported to have been killed, three of them in connection with the aid distribution sites. And also, actually, very much worth noting that seven Israeli soldiers were killed in one incident in the south. That's the largest number in one incident of Israeli soldiers being killed since Israel resumed its offensive against Hamas.
Sebastian Usher of the BBC, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.